Do I have instructions here?
Yes, you do.
You can just read off the purpose of the
one. There we go.
It's your meeting. You run it the way
I'd like to call this meeting to order. Purpose of this public hearing is to receive public comments on the proposed fiscal year 17-18 budget. Official notice of this public hearing was posted on the town's website and bulletin board and was advertised in the Island Gazette on May 24, 2017 to meet with public notification requirements per NCGS 159-12. The proposed budget includes the following highlights. The tax rate remains the same at its current rate of 0.280, which is 0.0137 higher than the revenue neutral tax rate. Monthly fee per residential garbage cart increases from 6 to 12 for all carts after the first cart. The first garbage cart remains the same at $6 per month. Trash pickup fees increase as follows. Minimum truckload, current $10 charge increases to $15 charge. Quarter of truckload, current $30 charge increases to $45 charge. One half truckload, current $60 charge increases to $90 charge. Three quarter truckload, current $90 charge increases to $135 charge. A full truckload, current $120 charge increases to $180 charge. Appliances, current $10 charge increases to $15 charge per appliance. Please add that. Mm-hmm. Cost of living adjustment of 1.5% for employees, merit increase of 2.5% to reward employees who are performing above expectation. Are there any public comments? Have we had anyone sign up at the podium?
Nope.
Okay. Do I have a motion to close the public hearing?
I'd like to make a motion to correct something. Proposal number one, the proposed tax rate of 0.285. You misstated. Not your fault. You've been under a lot of stress.
Yes, I have. Which is 0.0137.
Yeah, you got that one right.
I did?
Yeah.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Sorry.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Council discussion of proposed budget and possible direction to the financial officer. Anybody have anything they would like to say to our financial officer?
Great, Scott.
We did a motion to close the hearing.
You did?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did
someone... Public hearing. Okay. No, actually, we
did not.
You did the...
I make a motion to close public hearing.
Thank you.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Okay, council.
Good catch, Nancy. Good catch.
Keep up.
Let's keep up, Nancy. Come on. Okay, does anybody have any discussion of the budget, or would you like to direct the financial officer to do anything financially related?
Done a great job.
Thank you.
Yes, Arlen, very, very nice job. And the department heads that are represented here also did a fine job getting things together here. Holding the line, pretty much.
Nancy.
So, I don't have anything to say after two meetings and probably 10 hours of discussing this budget already. I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it.
Yep.
Okay.
Me too.
I move we accept the budget.
Yeah.
We just have someone show up.
Oh.
Do we accept it tonight at our next council meeting? Yeah, that's, we'll do that at the next council meeting.
I forbid you, ma'am.
We do have a gentleman with us tonight. Do you have any comments you would like to make about the budget?
No, I'm new to the town. I just wanted to come up. I understand they're having a budget meeting tonight at 6:30, sorry.
That was
yes, sir.
5 minutes ago.
Is that where you were? I missed it.
I'm sorry, your name is?
Brian Westover, 762 Settlers Lane.
Settlers Lane, so
yes.
Right down the street.
Right down the street. All right.
Yeah.
Also, I need to tell you basically what the budget costs.
Right.
And they don't talk about it.
All right, thank you.
Okay. And these are all of our council members. If you would like to come up and meet us out afterwards, except for David, whom we keep in this box. we would
yes, like, I'm really small.
We would love to say hello to you. And if you know you have any questions at any time, Arlen's office, who is our finance officer, is always his door is always open, and all the rest of us are always available. Jimmy's with Public Works. He's not available. He's out working.
Exactly right.
Okay, and this is our town clerk over here, Nancy Avery.
Hi, Nancy. How are you?
And our town attorney, Andy.
Hello, Andy.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Okay. Anybody like to make a motion to adjourn?
I thought we were going to talk about local control.
Oh.
Madam Mayor.
In addition to that, yes, and I also have a couple of comments I want to bring you guys up to date on. First of all, we had I sent out some information about the billboard bill that's in the legislature, and it is to allow the billboard industry pretty much build billboards anywhere they want, regardless of what your sign ordinance is or any other ordinances you have now. They would have total leeway to basically put billboards anywhere they want. Dan Wilcox wrote to us and asked if we were taking a stand on this, and most of you have heard from today seem to be opposed to the bill. I believe Dan contacted our legislative contingent, and I would like to have some sort of consensus. I know David has weighed in. Craig has.
Yes.
Jim has. Are you in favor of them doing
is
this?
Is there willing to put a billboard in Creedy?
Well, Mike could put one up there in the parking lot, and Sam could put one up in his parking lot.
We are opposed to it. There's no local controls.
Yes.
Okay.
Not something anybody would ever put one in Curry Beach.
Never say never.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I think the issue for me, Joe, is that for all the other towns that need to be able to regulate that, I think we should formally oppose it, not just for Curry Beach, but so Carolina Beach or Riceville Beach or Wilmington can regulate billboards. I don't think it should be at the state level. It should be at the local level.
Okay.
That's
we're all agreed on that.
So we have a consensus on that,
yes.
And I'll be glad to contact our legislative
you're gonna call
contingent
Ted,
let them
yeah.
know that. And Mike Lee, too. Okay.
Okay.
I've been working.
Emily,
yes,
can you ask if anybody's done any resolutions? Because
no.
I think more than just contacting a resolution to in opposition to the bill is better for Ted.
Okay, I don't know anybody who has done a resolution, but let me ask him about it.
Well,
and if
right.
we do one, I would rather we have it prepared for our next meeting.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So
no,
let me
I'm
talk
fine
to him first
that.
And
would
see.
Also, we were in conjunction with Carolina Beach.
They didn't do one.
With Mike?
Yeah, I think.
Dan
yeah.
just contacted him on his own.
Okay.
Okay. I've been working on seismic testing because National Marine Fisheries announced that today they were having a 30-day comment period because the possible negative impacts on marine life from seismic testing, and some news media who won't comment about their quality of reporting, but did put something on television, at least letting people know that there is a 30-day comment period starting today and running through July 6th. And the Wilmington Business Journal will also be doing an article, and I provided that gentleman with a little more information as to exactly what the address is you send your comments to. Now, none of the towns or counties or organizations who did a resolution need to do that again, because Oceana will be submitting all of those resolutions to Marine Fisheries and to BOEM, Bureau of Energy Management. But many of the organizations I'm working with, Surf Rider and the Sierra Club and all, are asking people to please do individual comments before the end of the comment period. Any questions about that? The offshore oil thing, there are a lot of federal regulations the president will have to adhere to, so that could be anywhere from another 2 to 4 year period. So we'll just have to see over the next few weeks and months how that particular thing goes. Okay, let me tell you, on the beach renourishment legislation, I talked to Ruth Smith today, and there was a deal that was struck on an amount of money from an unidentified source, and it was to be divided in three parts to go to clean water, parks and recreation, and beach nourishment. And it appeared that everybody was on board and everything was going well until some legislator put an amendment on it for 10% of the funds to go to agriculture, and the whole thing blew up. Tom Fetzer is still very confident that they'll be able to resolve this and have the agriculture part of it deleted and have it written as they wrote it originally. But we will probably know at the ports, hopefully we'll know at the ports and water meeting next Wednesday. Week. Okay?
Is that the $18 million or is that a different?
There is no amount of money quoted at this time, except to say that we may be a little disappointed right now in the amount of money, but we don't need the money immediately, so hopefully more money would be added to it next year.
Well, the full coastal amount, my understanding was $18 million. I thought that was in a newspaper in the last week or so.
Well, it could be, but...
That's more than six,
when I was
there's
in,
more than 18 beaches. So.
Yeah, and when I was in Raleigh last week, nobody would talk about the amount.
The amount. Okay.
Well, if I remember that article, it was to be used for more than beach renourishment.
Yes.
Yeah.
For, and, you know, if you had a lake that had a rock, basically.
Yeah.
Yes, it was.
And it appears that it would be distributed three different ways: clean water, parks and rec, and beach nourishment. Okay. The inlets have their own.
Yeah, that's a separate fund, right.
Also, I don't know if any of you were aware of a bill that was in for topsail. This bill had to do with the town was required to comply with particular setbacks or placing of construction of new homes on the beach, and if they didn't do it correctly or if they didn't do it according to this particular legislation, then the funding, they would not receive any funding for beach nourishment. It seems that somebody put some sort of amendment in that changed it and made this for the entire coast. And apparently the legislature got a little upset over it, and finally it was taken out at the last minute, and it applies only now to Topsail, and that is all. So fortunately, we did not get caught up in that mess. But if you hear anything about Topsail's bill, we are not part of that. We almost were, but fortunately, we are not. Okay? Anything else you guys would like to know or discuss or comment on?
The Nancy and I have been meeting with the folks on parking. The lease agreement has been given to Sam and Mike, so they have the current lease agreement for both, for all the lots. We're waiting for their response, and we have a document that we have just received from Plus, who's the firm that will be doing the managing, that defines their responsibilities, and it all looks pretty consistent. And that'll be reviewed by legal, and then we'll decide what to do. We do have a couple open items that we're working, and that has to do with the civil citations. And he made a recommendation changing some of the codes last week. There were some suggestions that came from Plus as well that said these are things in their experience that we may wish to consider. So we'll get to the bottom of these items and...
So we'll be discussing this or maybe even approving or disapproving at the next council meeting?
According to the motion, it just said go ahead and do it. That's what we all agreed on. Now, but we can clearly at the next council meeting tell you here's the status, here's what it is, and does anybody have any questions or is there any chief heartache about this at this point in time?
Or
we're well on our way. Nancy's done a tremendous amount of work on it.
Or if it's ready ahead of time, how about sending it out to us so that...
Yeah, we did tell, they asked us about timing. We did want to be in place for the end of the month, which means that they have to do some type of merchant activity, which is clearing up the costs, charging for the credit card rates, etc. And that takes some amount of time, but what was Steve? Is Steve some vice president of sales or something? I mean, I was here and he said they would do everything they could to make sure that if we wish to proceed, they could be ready
immediately
for the July 4th weekend.
Okay. I'll just keep us up to date, okay?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot going on. Nancy's on it every day.
Greg.
Yes, sir.
I met with Nancy this afternoon.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Her suggestions. We have several other changes for the civil citations, which will be presented in the next meeting.
Okay.
Okay. Anything else? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. I hear a motion to close the meeting.
Make a motion to close the meeting.
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
We are.
David, let's go get one.
Closed.